Welcome back to the Mix Files. Our guest this week is Mr. P. Mr. P is the Artist of the Month on Mixposure.com for January 2013. Some fine music, some fun conversation. It's a good time. The Mix Files features conversation with and the music of a different Mixposure.com artist each week. It's a 1 hour pre-recorded segment which airs on Saturday Night Rocks. Saturday Night Rocks occurs, conveniently enough, every Saturday night. It airs from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and goes to somewhere around midnight. Sometimes it's a little bit later. It just depends on what all is going on. Saturday Night Rocks comes to you on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com. Just type Mixposure.com, MIXPOSURE.com into your internet browser. That'll bring you to the home page. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, and there are generally people in the chat room every time there's a live DJ on Mixposure's Mixstream Radio, you can check Mixposure's home page for those details about when the shows are and who the disc jockeys are for each show. When you come to Mixposure.com's homepage and you want to come into the chat room and join us, you just notice, the first thing you'll notice is the big logo, the Mixposure.com logo at the top of the screen. Directly below that, you'll notice a menu. All the way to the right on that menu is chat. If you were to click that, it would bring you to the chat area, complete with a radio and a little sign-in spot. You enter a name you wish to use in chat. There is no need for a password, even though there is a spot for one there. Just don't even worry about that. Enter the name you want to use, click OK, or go in, or enter. I can't remember what the button says now. And it'll bring you in. It's a friendly bunch of people. Good people. A lot of fun. If you're interested in online collaborations, a lot of those find their genesis in the chat room. I'm going to hush up. We're going to get on with Mr. P's Mix Files. Hope you enjoyed it. He and I certainly had a good time with our conversation, and I have had a ton of fun putting this together. Here we go.
Ask me about duality first, because that probably would be the beginning of me getting in touch with Devo Dale, getting onto Mixposure and all that kind of stuff. I think that would probably be the first one to ask me about.
Well, just go ahead and tell me about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just...
All right. My time here at the task force, you know, of course, I told you I'm working at a homeless facility here in Atlanta.
Yes.
And on my time off, I wanted to find something a little constructive, something to take up my time, something that was being productive, something that I liked doing.
Yeah.
You know, so I remember, before I became homeless, before I had a bunch of stuff go bad, I used to be into mixing loops, and I used to use MIDI files as well.
Mm-hmm.
So right after I got my jaw broke, I'm in my room, I can't do anything, they won't let me work. So in the process of me healing, I needed to find something to release my tensions and do something good.
Gotcha.
I downloaded some music software. I'm using an antiquated piece of software called Acid Pro 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use anything else.
Yeah.
I stitch it together on an old Dell Inspiron 1000, which is an antiquated piece of hardware, but it works beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I use. I don't use any other special equipment. I don't use any special codecs or the VSTs or nothing like that. I just use straight loops and the effects that come with the Acid Pro.
Gotcha.
But it all seemed to work perfect back then, and then I was going to try to get Cakewalk. Okay, Cakewalk's what I used to pull apart a MIDI file. I could download an acid rock song and actually change a distortion guitar into a harp.
My goodness.
It would play the same tune, but instead of it being rough and hard, it was kind of like heavenly and mellow.
Gotcha.
You know, the whole song would stay the same, but the whole demeanor of the song would change because of just changing the instruments playing the same sound.
Uh-huh.
And then I would stitch it all back together, and then would drop it into Acid, and I would stretch it out, and then I would listen to it, and I would add an extra beat here or an extra special effect there or maybe some percussion or maybe an extra instrument there, you know, and take somebody's already made song and basically just rewrite the whole thing. It's the same tune, mm-hmm. just added more percussion, and it really sounded good. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
But since I've been doing it this time, the second go-around with the music, instead of me using Cakewalk, I don't even use MIDI files anymore. I have found such good loop banks. They have such good sound, and I don't mean to pat myself on the back, Cooter, so don't get me wrong, but I have actually learned how to stitch these loops so well that I don't need MIDI files anymore. I can take loops and make full songs out of them, and it was just, I even thought it was cool.
Yeah, well, you're doing some mighty fine work.
Thank you.
But anyway, I was letting it, that I was getting back to how I got a hold of Devo Dale.
Yes.
And anyway, by me getting into this, I started looking for newer loops and more different loop banks. And I started running across some fabulous stuff. And then I happened to come across this website called looperman.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a site, there's a page in there that's just nothing but loops that people are hosting for free.
Yeah.
You know, royalty-free loops. You know, if you use their loops, please give them the credit, stuff like that. Well, I downloaded a whole bunch of different loops, and a lot of the loops, piano loops, the piano riffs, just happened to belong to this cat named Devo Dale.
Uh-huh.
Well, I started playing around with a couple of his loops and started adding some drum loops and some other percussion and stuff from other loop banks, and I came up with a song called Duality, which is basically just two pianos dueling with each other. And that's what the whole song is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is these two pianos dueling with each other. And it turned out to be a super nice piece. I sent a message to Devo Dale that I gave him the credit for his loop. I loved his loop. And I told him I used it in a new song called Duality. Well, he sent me a review that he had fallen in love with it, you know, because he told me he had never imagined that those piano riffs would ever sound anything like that combined like the way I combined them.
Right.
And he told me he had added it to his favorites. Well, anyway, a couple of days later, he sent me another message that I should probably kind of mosey over to Mixposer and check it out, and invited me to his 10 o'clock show, which is after Kalo's show.
Uh-huh.
And I did. I moseyed on over, and it joined into the chat program. And back then, I wasn't having any internet internet problems. But everything was just working smooth. I sit there and listen to the stuff, and he played the song, and introduced me to everybody. And everybody really liked it, and everybody was giving me great reviews, and it kind of got me hooked on Mixposure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just been, I've been going strong ever since.
Yeah.
I've downloaded loops from looperman.com. I mean, it's a great source of loop banks. And I do give people credit. If I use their loops, I'll go back to Looperman. I'll tell them, you know, I've used your loops in the song. I'll post the song so they can hear it. There's a cat on looperman.com. His handle is C-U-Foo. Okay, he put out a series of loops called Moon. You know, it's like Moon Heart, Moon Bump, or something, Space Bump, or something like that. But I used a whole lot of his loops in one of the songs that I sent you called Moon Song. And that's where that came from. And I just, I don't know, when I get to messing around with loops, I don't know how to get people to kind of understand what it is that I'm doing. It's I see the sound. I don't play any musical instruments, but I know how a guitar should harmonize with a piano, or how a guitar and a piano should harmonize with a flute, or, you know, I know how the instruments should all harmonize with each other and work with each other.
Yeah.
One should accentuate the other and not drown it out and not even play on an equal level. It should accentuate this or that or the other. And I start playing around with them. Sometimes I'll lower the volume level down to where you can just barely hear it, but it blends in so well that it actually adds a new tone to the actual tune.
Gotcha. And you're layering in a way.
Right. I'm layering and I'm stretching. I'm adding reverb. But I see these sounds. I don't just hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and...
Do you see them in color?
I don't know how to explain it to you, but
I've talked to some people who have. I mean, who
well,
do
it's like
see
somebody that
color.
Has a photographic memory. When you speak to them, they don't just hear the words, they see the words.
Okay,
that's about the only way that I can really explain it to you and make any sense without sounding like I'm a little bit schizophrenic. The only time I get schizophrenic is when I got Bluetooth in my ear. I'm actually hearing voices other people don't hear.
With Bluetooth.
Yeah, because I can hear them. They can't.
Yeah, there you go.
I can hear them.
There you go.
Okay, anyway, I actually see these sounds. I mean, I see if I'm listening to a drum loop and then I've got a piano riff behind it or a flute riff behind it, I actually see the blending part and the actual tone itself. I don't know if it's in color. It's something that you see with inside your mind, I guess.
Gotcha. In your imagination. Is it three-dimensional or two-dimensional?
Dude, whatever a thought is, that's it.
Okay.
I really don't know how to explain it, but I actually see it in my mind. I see these sounds.
Yeah.
And it actually helps me when I'm listening to my loop bank. Now, these songs don't go together any way, form, or fashion. I just start playing loops, and when they start falling together, then they start forming the song, and I add more loops to it. It makes more of the song, you know, and so forth and so on. And then when I get it to where I think it's perfect, I'll box it up and send a temporary file. And I do include my mom in these.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom has come up with some extraordinarily good names that I could not think of, because I'll listen to these songs over and over and over to make sure all the tones and the bumps and the bleeps and the blips and the everything just goes like it's supposed to. And I'll listen to it so much that my mind actually becomes numb to the names.
Gotcha.
So I'll send it to my mom, who's never heard the song. I'll ask her to play the song once and listen to it entirely with her eyes closed. And she does. And then she'll send me back an email with what she saw.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, it's something completely different than I even thought about. It's like the song that one of the songs I sent you, it's called The Last Caboose.
Yeah.
Dude, I never would have thought about Last Caboose. I never would have thought about what she thought about when she saw this. But when she played the song, she'd never heard it before. She heard the train, the chuka chuka chuka, and she just got reminded of the times that she used to be. And anyway, she used to, in her youth, for a carnival. And when they would travel from play to play, or stop to stop, whatever it is,
yeah.
They set up and they play the circus or they play the fair.
Uh-huh.
They would actually ride in a caboose for the train hauling the equipment from place to place, and it was actually the last caboose. So she sent that to me, and I listened to it, and I immediately started seeing what she was seeing.
Yeah.
And then I started looking for pictures of cabooses, and the picture that I used on Mixposure was the perfect thing, because it's just an old caboose, kind of run down, but it's still in good shape, sitting on an abandoned piece of track somewhere, and it's the last caboose.
Killer.
Yeah, ain't it?
That's
though?
Killer. Yeah, that's killer, man. And it's way cool that your mom is participating with you in this. And if she's coming up with these names, I mean,
Space Cruiser.
Uh huh. Did she name that one too?
She named that one. She sure did. I got to playing around with some loops. Never heard about these loops before. I downloaded a loop bank recently. And I got to flipping through them and listening to them. I'm like, hey, now these are some really off-the-wall, unordinary or strange-sounding tunes, but they really sound good. I mean, they caught my attention because they weren't hard. They weren't too weird. And they had a nice, steady rhythm going to them. So I started layering them and playing with them and, you know, doing the things that I do about stitching them all together. You know, it's like painting on a canvas with sound instead of paint.
Right.
And then when I got through with it, I'm like, wow, this really sounds cool. And even in my own mind, I was thinking, well, this really reminds me of a spacecraft floating through space. Like, you know, but I couldn't come up with a good name for it.
Yeah.
So I boxed it up, sent it to my mom, and lo and behold, the first thing that she told me over the phone when we got on the phone to discuss the title, she says, Space Cruiser. I'm like, hey, that's it. That's it.
Now, did she come up with that without you mentioning that you had been thinking about spaceships and stuff when you were doing it?
I did not tell her anything.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
I just sent it to her. I boxed it up. I sent it to her, and I said, when you listen to it, call me so that we can discuss the title. I have my own ideas, but I want you to tell me what you see first. First thing that came out of her mouth was Space Cruiser. It reminds me of somebody traveling through space in a spacecraft.
We'll be right back.
Perfect Day Melody?
Okay, now that song was written or composed in remembrance for the perfect day that my wife and I spent January 1st, 2013.
Uh-huh.
We spent it alone together. I got up early one morning, got dressed, caught the first train out of the train station, got to the bus station where the bus is to catch to her house, caught the first bus out there, which was early, early in the morning. Nobody had even gotten up then, I don't believe. I was the only Yahoo on the train. I was the only Yahoo on the bus.
Uh-huh.
I was the first man to, a first person to walk through her threshold, which was supposed to be good luck for her. We fixed breakfast together. We ate it. We cleaned up the kitchen together. We cuddled. We watched it. And I took my sound system and my computer and movie system over to her house. We watched movies that morning. And then we kind of collaborated as to what we wanted to fix for our first meal together for the first of the year. And we didn't have what we needed, so we both got our umbrellas because it was raining outside. Not heavy, and it wasn't cold, mm-hmm. but it was raining.
Yeah.
And walked about a mile to the grocery store together, holding hands, talking with each other, enjoying each other's company. Brought it and walked back in the rain back to the house. We cooked the meal together, ate it together, cleaned up the dishes again together, watched more movies, cuddled some more. I mean, it was just a perfect day, Cooter.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to put something together on that note. And I got up, I guess, January 2nd. And wanted to try to put something together, so I started looking through my loop. I got an extensive loop bank. I got a little over 6,000 loops.
Whew.
So I started fiddling through those loops, and lo and behold, I ran across a bank that I'd forgotten I downloaded a year ago, and never had ever used any of the loops out of it. So I started tinkering around with them, listening to them. I found a sound that really just jerked my ear. And throw dead in there, and I kept going through all the loops, and it has several different loop banks, sub-loop banks in the loop bank. And I went through every one of those loops, and there's probably a little over a good 400, maybe 500 loops in that loop bank by itself.
Man.
And I went through every one of those loops, and I got the right ones out, so I started piecing them together, moving them around, shifting them around, raising it up down the volume, and I finally came up with the right sound. Well, I got the song put together, and I went to sleep listening to it as it played over and over and over and over and over, and it just put me at such peace to listen to it. Well, I couldn't really come up with a good name for it. I had, believe it or not, I had thought about Perfect Day. I was going to call it The Perfect Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I boxed it up. I sent it to my mom, and she listened to it, and she sent me back an email that she thought this was a beautiful song. She says it just reminds her of a perfect day.
That's eerie.
Okay, and so we got talking about
Space
Cruiser and it. Yeah,
Space
yeah.
Cruiser and Perfect Day.
Well, she does this quite a lot. My mom and I are really on the same, we're on the same wavelength here.
Open your mind is the one.
Yeah, that's a really cool one. That's probably, are you still there?
Yeah, man.
That's probably, I really, really, really like that one. To me, that one to me is probably going to be my all-time favorite. I was listening to a loop bank that I didn't think I had anymore, and I was just flipping through some old software. And I ran across those loops, and one of them was the robotic "Open Your Mind." You know, you're now about to go into another dimension. Open your mind. So I started playing around with that one particular loop. That whole song is actually surrounding that loop.
Attention. Attention. Please let us have your attention. You are now about to enter another dimension. So open your mind.
can't remember the other ones I sent you.
City Lights was one of them.
City Lights was the very last one. I started, believe it or not, I started that one Friday night, last Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And kind of tinkered around with it, got it started. And then Saturday when I got up, instead of me going and doing anything else, I just got up and got into the mood of finishing this thing. Uh-huh. Because those sounds were like killer. To me, they were just like killer. So I got up that morning, I took me a shower, fixed me a cup of coffee, and I come in and I propped my feet up, and I loaded up Acid Pro 4.0 and went to mixing and just had a ball all day long. My foot just wouldn't stand still.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah, I know. It's like I just got into a groove, you know?
Yeah, I do know, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Well, I wanted to kind of give Devo Dale a kudos because it was because of him that I'm into mixed posure now. If it hadn't been for his loop, I would never have met him. I would never probably have been exposed to mixed posure. And I really thank him for that because it's really put me, it's connected me with some extra, extra cool people.
There's a bunch of them on mixed posure.
Everybody that I have met, everybody that I have talked to are absolutely wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
You have been listening to The Mix Files, and we appreciate that you have. The Mix Files comes to you on Saturday Night Rocks, which airs each week on Saturday nights conveniently enough on Mixstream Radio from Exposure.com. Saturday Night Rocks happens beginning at around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time U.S., and goes to somewhere around midnight. The Mix Files is a regular segment during the Saturday Night Rocks broadcast. The Mix Files is pre-recorded. Saturday Night Rocks is a live radio show. It's fun. You can join us in chat, mixposure.com. You just come to mixposure.com. You will see the big Mixposure logo there at the top of the screen, as it should be. And directly below that, you'll see a menu all the way across to the right. On the menu is chat. If you click that, it will bring you to the chat area. You enter a username, a name that you would like to use while in chat. There is a spot for a password, but there is no need to enter a password. You just come on in after you put your username in there. It's friendly, painless, easy, and fun. Join us sometime, won't you please? We'd love to see you there. Mr. P has been our guest this week on The Mix Files. Hope you have enjoyed it. I know that he and I did. We had a good time doing this. If you care to be featured in a Mix Files and you have the music on Mixposure.com, visit the Mix Files page. That's the easiest way to contact me about doing this. Mixposure.com/Mix Files. Type in Mix Files as one word, no spaces, no underlines, no any other thing. Mix Files, M-I-X-F-I-L-E-S. If you are a member of Mixposure.com, and you must be in order to have a Mix Files, you can contact me there. See you again next week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Later.
No, I'm good. I've really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for doing this. I didn't know how it would turn out. It turned out really great.
The Mix Files, number 23.